Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit Podcast. So I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin, and today I have with me here today, Regan Hinchcliffe, who is the CEO and co-founder of S Media. So we're going to be speaking with Regan here a little bit about his journey of entrepreneurship and his experience with starting and growing his agency. And we'll also be chatting a little bit about some challenges he's had to overcome along the way. So thanks so much for joining us today, Regan.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, Julia. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So to get started, I'll ask you, you know, what kind of motivates or inspires you as an agency owner or entrepreneur?
I think it's just continuous growth, being pushed by, you know, pushed to be better by surrounding myself with a very smart, capable, competent, and driven team.
Yeah, I love that. So true. Yeah, it's, you know, it's so rewarding when you can just set those goals and, you know, you meet those goals and you think you'll be satisfied, but, you know, it's always, you're always pushing the limit to, you know, now what can I do? What can I accomplish? So yeah, I can completely relate to that.
It reminds me of a quote that says, a person that loves the walk will achieve more than the person who loves the destination. The milestones will just kind of come as a side effect if you just love the journey.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. So true. So tell us a little bit about how you got into digital marketing.
Yeah, so I guess it goes way back, even more than 11 years when we started S Media. I had a band that was relatively successful in the local scene here in Regina, Saskatchewan. Not saying this much, but and at that time where I was using social media to get the shows started and get people at the events and seemed to be successful, it was a skill set I didn't really think was something that I could monetize. It was just something I was naturally good at. But I remember one of my friends, Marshall Finch, once told me that I was really good at social media, and I had no idea what that meant. And he ended up becoming my business partner later down the road. But after the band, I got into an experiential marketing firm where I took the job as Captain Morgan, where I went to bars and promoted the rum in an expensive pirate suit. And after that, there was an opportunity. A local bar owner had, I was also doing some promotion on the side with some local nightclubs. With a group of buddies, including Marshall and Taylor and Tommy, and we were just getting the party started. And this bar owner saw some potential in us and asked us if we wanted to start a company. Had no idea of what that meant, but I firmly believe, and Richard Branson always says, if you're given an opportunity and you don't know how to do it, take it anyways and learn how to do it later. So
yes,
we ended up starting a social media company and sat at a desk in a car dealer showroom. And really our first clients were nightclubs. And yeah, we started taking pictures in nightclubs and connecting it to Facebook pages to really blow them up by getting people to tag themselves in the pictures with a chance to win a bar tab. And that led to restaurants, and that led to, you know, just odd jobs that we took. And it was really when we started this project for a group of real estate agents where we developed a crawler to take MLS listings from their site and automatically put them onto Google Ads. Turns out nobody's looking for the exact addresses of houses on Google. So the project was a major flop and it didn't work out so well, but we thought that we could potentially use that crawler to advertise vehicles. So we would crawl dealership websites and we would take the year, make, model of the vehicles, and we put them on Google search as a sponsored ad. And turns out a lot of people were searching for exact units, which allowed us to drive very high quality traffic to their vehicle detail pages of people who were looking for that vehicle at that time. And at that given time, there was really nobody else doing that. So that allowed us to have very high quality traffic for a very low cost. Mm-hmm. It was the first time that I was able to pick up the phone and ask a dealer if they wanted their cars on Google. And we were making sales so fast that I was making up management fees. On the spot, we really found out that we've hit a gold mine, and that's really what allowed us to scale. And we iterated on that and added that crawler to put vehicles on Facebook and Instagram and kind of created a whole suite of dynamic advertising that so allowed cool. us to scale to a significant size. And but now we're with the transformations in the auto industry and in the whole world with digital transformation, we're now transforming to software as a service and business intelligence, and we're SaaSifying all of our marketing technology. And really our goal is to enable internal marketing teams within automotive to operate as digitally transformed agencies by using our own technology to advertise with their own, using it all in a self-serve platform, and attribution business intelligence tools to help them validate their online efforts, and really creating an ecosystem of tech enablement and business intelligence to help dealerships make good decisions on their data.
Yeah, absolutely. So interesting. So that was S Media that you started out, you know, back with, you know, was it four other partners that you started it with?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Three other operating partners. And we started, you know, pictures and nightclubs to business intelligence.
Yeah. So interesting. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And then, so, you know, when you first started out, how did you get those first few clients? Cause I'm really curious to know how that strategy has evolved over the years of how you continue to bring in new clients.
Yeah, so it was definitely, so at the very beginning, this bar owner actually introduced us to a conglomerate of business partners that own bars and restaurants that we were able to utilize as our first set of clients. One of those contacts was Terry Leach, who owned two dealerships here in Regina, and that's really where our first office was set up, and that's what allowed us to test out strategies for automotive, and it's a very lucrative business to go into. It's just highly competitive. So, so the car dealership was then where we started moving towards once we found that really strong product market fit by complete happenstance. And yeah, I was the first salesperson. I was the first cold caller. I was the first account manager, and then became a customer success manager, and then the director of customer success, where we transformed our company into more customer centric organization, and then as CEO, the transformation into business intelligence. How we've gained clients over the years, well, when we first found our product market fit, we hired a team of BDC agents to pick up the phone, and really their goal was to set demos for the sales people to do the demos, and then they would do those demos, and it was really based on volume, and they would make the sale, and then they go to the customer success department. Things have drastically changed with the way selling has gone. Really, people don't want to be sold anymore, and it's more about connecting people's challenges and goals and objectives with the solutions, and more customizing the and really doing your research on the prospect, and using email, good content with email, blogs, case studies, and phone calls, of course, but we don't consider them cold calls anymore, because by the time we pick up the phone, we should have already sent them a ad to LinkedIn or a email. That contextualizes why we're calling, and it makes it more of a warm call. Mm-hmm. And really, it's more about providing value and not necessarily volume of calls. It's just now we've got a marketing department that's building up our ability to garner leads. Really, this transformation into business intelligence has happened over the last year for us. And so we're once again going into software as a service, and it's the landscape has drastically changed, and we're just testing out new strategies to get more inbound leads and to enable the salespeople to have a better and quicker sales velocity and to provide more value to the people they speak with.
Okay. And then, so what are some ways that you're bringing in those leads? Are you using like SEO or just like nurturing relationships on LinkedIn? What does that look like?
Yeah. So once again, there's a multiple kind of pillars of how we're going about it. The goal is to intertwine them all at one point.
Gotcha.
We're just kind of going to market right now and testing out those strategies. Currently, we're not using any paid advertising to do that. We are just trying to figure out what works and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. We are doing blogs. We are doing SEO on our website now to garner more website traffic, that have people looking for our products and services. And so we have a team that's working on that. That's a new project. Mm-hmm. And then once again, the sales solutions consultants are going out on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn engaging in the community. And I think, brand awareness is really important for us right now.
Yeah.
With all the big changes happening.
Okay. Interesting. And so how do you, do you bring in clients through referrals at all?
For sure. Advocacy is a very important part of our strategy. So the goal is that all of our clients are ranting, raving fans. And
yes.
The theory is that the more ranting, raving fans that you have, the more referrals you get. And that is definitely part of our strategy.
Yeah. So what are some ways that you create happy clients who are going to hopefully bring in more of those referrals to you?
Well, customer good onboarding experience first and foremost. First and foremost, making sure you're connecting the dots between their business objectives and the solution that you're selling them, having a clear onboarding process and a good handoff between the salesperson and the CSM, where they then build success plans and start outlining what they want to achieve and goals and objectives for the quarter, making sure that we're always striving towards hitting business objectives and providing great experiences from support and from all angles of the business. Really, we've really just started putting in senior leadership that is overseeing the customer experience. And we have Aaron Richmond, who is our head of customer experience right now, and they're putting in customer journeys. And really the goal is to provide good experiences to them at every stage of the life cycle.
Awesome. And then, so what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome as you've grown S Media?
The challenges have changed with the landscape. I think that if I was going to talk about the biggest challenge, but also the biggest opportunity, because I believe that they're intertwined,
mm-hmm.
is when COVID hit, as a ad technology company, the level of validation, automotive is still kind of on the beginning their digital transformation. So when crisis hits, validation of marketing efforts becomes much more scrutinized.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that they cut in COVID was their budget. So we practically saw about $1 million in ARR wiped off our books in just under a month from the panic-induced cancellations from our clients. And of course, we were able to get that back, but the pandemic and there was a lot of challenges, staff burnout, all that stuff. I'm sure a lot of people can relate with that. And
yeah.
I think the biggest challenge was rebuilding our leadership team. So our CEO, my business partner, actually, he passed away in 2021. And so I had to step up as the CEO. We had to rebuild the whole leadership team and we had to reimagine our whole product line and adapt with the times. So yeah, the last year and a half has been a pretty crazy ride, but now we're starting to really pick up again, really starting to attract really, really good strategic hires that are connected in the industry. But I would say that was one of the biggest challenges of my career, was to be able to do such a large pivot like that. We went from burning about $250,000 a month to becoming significantly profitable since April. And so, yeah, break even profitability, transforming our product line, rebuilding our leadership team, a lot of pressure. But we were able to succeed, and we were able to do it just because of the drive and the will to succeed from our team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that no one, foresees something like that happening, losing a business partner. It's like from, like a processing standpoint, it's incredibly difficult to process. And then from a business standpoint as well, it really tests all your systems to see if you're able to now run without that person. So what did you kind of learn from that experience? If anyone else, maybe they work with partners, like something that was a learning experience from that you'd like to maybe share with anyone else. Is there anything that you kind of wish that you had in place from like a system standpoint?
Well, I would say that, alongside that, there was a point where we had a product market fit and we became more of a sales organization, a very heavy sales organization. Mm-hmm. And we spent a lot of time. Obviously we knew how many calls we had to make to get a demo and how many demos to get a sale. And we spent a lot of money on increasing our sales team, but we didn't spend that much in R&D. And so when the pandemic hit and then the supply chain issues afterwards, all of our services were meant to advertise vehicles. Vehicles started becoming less and less.
Right.
So we kept getting hit by waves of waves. And what I would say to everyone is, if you have a product market fit, don't ever stop evolving your products. We were working too hard to try to fit our customers to our technology instead mm-hmm. of listening to our customers and adapting our technology to fit their changing needs.
Yeah, that's such great advice. It's true. Don't let your foot off the gas. Even when you find that success, just keep evolving, keep trying to get better.
Yeah, exactly. And just make sure you don't stop the R&D.
Yeah. 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 All right. So where do you see S Media in 5 years' time? What are your goals?
We see our company in about 5 years. We see us being a full software as a service platform and a marketplace for automotive and beyond with integrated partners that allow our clients to get speed to value as fast as possible with an ecosystem. So really a full-fledged software as a service platform and potentially business or data as a service.
That's really exciting. Yeah, that's a great goal to work towards. Yeah. So before we move on to the fast five, so I'll have five rapid fire questions for you here in just a moment. Do you have any, final thoughts or words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I do. And I it's something that I really, really learned over this last year and a half is that crisis, when you're in it, we have a very visceral response to it. And I used to tend to kind of, be like, wow, why is this happening to me? Like, what's going on? Like, instead of maybe pausing and being like, what is this teaching me? And I think that over time, this muscle gets strengthened. But I firmly believe that crisis always brings about opportunity. In fact, they imply each other. You can't have one without the other. So when you're being hit from all angles from crisis, stop to think, that everything is happening and there's a lesson in it all.
Yeah.
And so try to seize the opportunity within that crisis. And the more that you get through it, the stronger your resilience becomes and the easier it is to actually start seizing opportunities when everyone else is seeing crisis.
Yeah, I love that. Such a great way to look at it. And did you put any type of, crisis or emergency plan in place after you went through that loss of, losing your partner and then COVID? Is there anything that, you have in place to maybe help, pad yourselves if anything else like that were to happen?
Yeah, I think just, the way we operated our company previous to then, when all this stuff happened was just enable your team and build up a good team around you and trust them and enable them to empower themselves to and focus on creating more leaders in your company.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's so important. And yeah, it's just going to create a better company when you really empower other people to become the best versions of themselves.
For sure.
Awesome. Well, we're going to move on to the fast five now. So I have five rapid fire questions for you. Are you ready?
All right, let's go.
All right. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
The Obstacle is the Way from Ryan Holiday.
Okay. Awesome. And what does your morning routine look like?
I wake up and I hang out in the bathtub and read LinkedIn and get up to speed with all the stuff going on in the automotive community. And then I go to the office, I drink a green power drink and go upstairs and typically work on something creative. And mm-hmm. then typically the day just starts getting filled up and I'm in meetings.
Awesome. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
I really enjoy Ray Dalio.
Okay.
And his understanding of patterns in society and how that impacts business. And, you know, he always says that if you want to see how reality works, look to nature.
Interesting.
And he firmly believes that reality optimizes for the whole. So I took that, and if I do things that optimize for the greater good, mm-hmm. then I can't go wrong and success is definite.
Interesting. I like that. Very good. And what is your favorite online tool?
I really enjoy the ecosystem of G Suite and how it allows us to align our company just across the board, cross-functionally.
Yes, it's such a great platform. We use it as well at Review Robin, and I don't know what we would do without it.
Well, and it also brings up the point that cross-function, I also believe another thing that agencies need to focus on is breaking down the silos between their departments, mm-hmm. setting OKRs and working cross-functionally to be successful.
Yeah, perfect. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Yeah, you know, that question happens a lot. And I always say that I believe that lessons are presented to you when they should be presented to you. And I wouldn't change mm-hmm. any knowledge that I had back then. I went through the experiences and I learned the lessons when I needed to. And mm-hmm. so I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Regan, thank you so much for joining me today for today's episode. It was a pleasure to learn about your journey of growing your agency and growing S Media. So thank you again for joining me.
Thanks, Julia.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast and we'll see you next time.